My pleasure, my pleasure.
We are so excited because the All the World Fades Away tour is coming to the Windspear on Thursday, November 7th. When was the last time you were in Edmonton?
Well, probably not that long with Blue Rodeo because we played the Folk Fest this summer.
That's right.
But with my own band, would it be quite a while.
Nice.
Quite a while. Hate to think.
Well, All the World Fades Away seems to chronicle a life's journey and while still capturing the present. So what inspired you to take on this balance of reflection and documentation in your songwriting?
That's a great question. I don't think I planned it that way. I think that what happened was the pandemic sort of shut us down. I felt like it's going to be a couple months. I should go live a little country place. I went up there, started writing. And then, of course, 1 month turned into 6 months, turned into a year. And I just had so much time to ruminate up there. I think that was a time of reflection for everybody. And it became like I was telling stories from my life. It became like a little musical memoir.
So taking that time then, did it change the way that you approach making songs now?
Traditionally, I've worked with some kind of deadline. I work in September knowing I have to record in October or something like that. That's a too hard a question, I think. I mean, I don't want to say that I rush it, but I know that I have to finish. And so maybe I pull different things out of my imagination. I think with these songs, since they were stories, I knew where I wanted them to go, and that takes time. And sometimes when you work from your imagination, you can turn the corner however you want. But this one, I knew there were factual things I wanted to say, so that takes a little more time to get the rhythm and the rhyme right.
How do you decide which stories or which emotions to focus on?
Really planned. I just sit with the guitar, and I've been doing this since I was about, and I clear my mind. I just think, just play guitar, have some fun. Chord will suggest something, and then figures appear in my head. This time the figure was often me. And then a story will start to form, and then I realize what I'm writing about, and I get more serious, and then that's when the work begins. But I don't start out thinking I'm going to write a song about Prince Edward County, where my mother comes from. I must admit, probably a lot of these ideas have been germinating in my mind for a long time. I knew, let's say for that one, Anywhere Else But Home, I knew that I wanted to write about how difficult it was to leave a small town. If you've grown up, been born and grown up in a small town, reflected on my mother's experience, my experience as a kid, those kind of things have been in my mind for a while. And I always know, I'm sorry, this is a long answer. I always know when I'm ready to write because I'm looking at things and I think, oh yeah, that's going to fit with this song. And I think, what song? Oh yeah, no, this story. So I'm always cataloging little things I see, little things I hear. And then when I'm ready, you know, the brain, the imagination's full.
Is there a memory that really sticks out in your mind from all of your time being on stage?
The most impactful memory right now, because Kris Kristofferson just died, we had a bit of history with him. Way back when we were early in the band, we played with him, opened for him at the Diamond Club. And he mentioned us in his set and he came to our dressing room to talk to us. He watched our set. Years later, he played with us. We have an annual show in Toronto at the amphitheater. He played before us, and then he came on for the encore. We did Knocking on Heaven's Door with him. And he was standing beside me while there was instrumentation going on. And I know from pictures that I was staring at him kind of lovingly, like maybe too much. But he leaned over to me, and he said, you know, Jim, sometimes the good guys win. And I thought that was such a beautiful thing to say. You know, I assume he was talking about people like us that, you know, gather these audiences, and there's such a celebration. But it was just a beautiful thing to say, and I know that that sort of went to the top of my rock and roll music memories.
Given the reflective nature now of All the World Fades Away, what's next for you? Like you say, you know, all of these songs and these out, they're kind of little happy accidents that happen to you. Are you going to be exploring something new? I think Jim Cuddy does rap, no?
You know, Greg is a lot more experimental than I am. I'm always more smitten by the nature of the song than I am by the instrumentation. I have two amazing bands that I play it with that have incredible musicians. So it's fun for me to tour with my solo band. But things happen. Like I've been going into Indigo Books and doing little concerts where I do a song and then people ask me questions. I talk about the songs and people say the heaviest stuff to me afterwards. I mean, it's quite amazing to meet people that are affected by your music or your art. And I recognize that people, musicians that affect me, but they say stuff that's very, very, very emotional and very heavy and easy to find things to write about with that.
November 7th, catch the show at the Windspear, All the World. We've got the link to get the tickets at ravenradio.ca. Jim, thank you so much.
That's a beautiful way to continue my day. Thank you very much. Nice talking to you.